Welcome, welcome, welcome to Love Notes. This is your Friday night ritual here in the Passion Zone. Hello, everybody. I'm Allie Thies. I'm your guide for an hour of music, stories, and soul deep connections. You can catch me live on Fridays from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can catch the replay, which I hopefully will get out on Saturdays, but these replays do not have any music in it, so forbid to do that. So if you'd like to be engaged in this and have a good time talking with me, you know, maybe put comments in the chat box, please join me live on Friday nights, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, here at the.passion.zone. All right. Excellent. It is so nice to see you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll pop it in TikTok right now. It's great to see you. Hi. Hi, everyone. For those of you who are listening on replay, you're missing talking to you or talking with you, I should say. This is a good time. I love doing this. So let's jump in, shall we? I like to start love notes with a love poem reading. Now, this one is an excerpt from Rupi Kaur, K-A-U-R, from The Sun and Her Flowers. Love is not cruel. We are cruel. Love is not a game. We have made it a game. Love is not wrong. We are wrong. Love is not a war. We have made it a war. Love is not a shame. We have shamed ourselves. So what does this mean, right? Well, I think that love itself is pure. It's our fears and our hesitation that complicate it, right? Our baggage from where we've been in the past. And the different people we have been in relationships with. So tonight, let's just talk about pure love. All right, it's a nice, beautiful essence. Okay, and right now, first up, we have a dedication. I like to do right now for an hour. So I'll do four dedications during this time. When the show gets more popular and more people join, then it'll be less talking by me and more dedications and music being played. Okay? So, first dedication of the night. Our first note is from Tasha in Miami to her boyfriend. You dance in the kitchen with socks sliding across a tile like a kid at summer camp. And every time, it makes me fall in love with you all over again. No matter how smelly your socks may be. Never stop being silly. And the song tonight is Sugar from Maroon 5. And I need to pause my recording for later. Nope. Too many buttons to push. too many buttons for me. Oh my God. So that was Sugar, Maroon 5. And that was for... forgot her name already. I apologize. I blame that on menopause brain fog from Usha in Miami to her boyfriend. Yes. Sugar from Maroon 5. Thank you, everyone who is joining here on TikTok. Hello, hello. Very much. Thank you for the heart and the rose, Alex. I appreciate that. If you are joining me here live on TikTok and you would like to get a dedication to somebody you maybe are in love with now, you've been with for a while. Maybe it's somebody you knew previously that you never had a chance to, you know, have a relationship with them. Maybe. Or maybe it's somebody you see from afar when you are on, I don't know, subway. Maybe you were rushing to a flight possibility. Maybe it's somebody you pass at work that works in a different office than you. Somebody like that. If you would like some dedication and you're watching me live right now on TikTok, you'll see the link in my profile. Click on that link and it will send you to my Linktree page. The first link is for you to send a dedication. If you are not listening to this live, if you are listening to this on repeat when I post it to the podcast, the link for you will be in the show's notes. And the dedication page is at passionzone.com. All right. So two different ways for you to listen, two different ways for you to dedicate. If you can't join me live, you can always dedicate a song to somebody. You just won't hear the song on the replay, but you will hear the dedication. So I hope everyone's having a good time tonight. I can't believe it's a Friday already. What a week. Huh? What a week we are having. You know, for one of my groups, I do a lot of energy work. And yes, I'm one of those people. I have a very logical, educational side, getting my PhD in mind-body medicine, but I also have a metaphysical energy vibe. All right? I do. And I draw out how I see the energy being for a week. And for this week, there was a lot of dark red, which contributed to a lot of uncertainty and a lot of rage, a lot of people getting along nicely together. And looking back on the week, well, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I don't know about you guys. How'd you get along with your loved ones? You know, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or your partner, or your wife, or your husband, whatever, maybe your best friend. It doesn't matter. How'd you get along with them this past week? Yeah, Alex, I wasn't a big fan of all that dark red either. It was just, this past week has been rough. The whole week, at least for me, I don't know about anybody else, but looking out into the world, it seemed to be pretty rough. That's one of the reasons I'm doing Love Notes. This is the reason I started this show. I mean, I already have two podcasts. I've got Menospark, Menopausal Women, and I've got Mystical Minds for the metaphysical, mystical people. I didn't really need to do another show fit into my week, but I look out into the world, and every time I turn around, something shitty, something shitty is just going on. Whether I, God forbid, turn on the TV and catch a news broadcast, jump on social media, and it's like, WTF, all week long. That's all this was. So that's why I do stuff like this. And with my PhD in mind-body medicine, I've started my dissertation work. And my dissertation is about how reading romance books can help menopausal women kick in the libido, especially if they're not taking any type of hormone replacement therapy. Now, I do believe romance books can help women and men, or whichever label whatever you're going by, okay, they, them, whatever it may be. I do think that reading romance books can spark desire, spark that libido, spark you wanting to be intimate with somebody, to feel desire in your body again. It's a wonderful feeling. And I'm very, very excited about doing my dissertation. I've been thinking about this for quite some time. And it's also why I include in Love Notes my romance book spotlight. Okay. I pick a romance book out. You know, I check around to see what's kind of popular, what has been popular, what's popular now. Well, they're now really, believe it or not, it's the hockey love stories that the hockey players. It is an up and coming subgenre of romance books that's really taking, you know, love by storm. Okay. People really seem to like hockey players. I mean, I dated a hockey player once. It was a very interesting relationship through and through. But the romance book spotlight for tonight, the book's called Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood. And this is back from 2023. And it's about a brilliant theoretical physicist, think kind of think Sheldon, I think. Isn't Sheldon a theoretical physicist in a Big Bang Theory? Anyways, who hides behind fake dating to make ends meet. But when she collides with a brooding experimentalist, which I think that was Leonard in Big Bang Theory, sparks seem to fly. It's equal parts witty banter, it's got that nerdy charm, and a slow burn passion. This story proves that love and science both thrive on a little friction. Have you ever felt that type of chemistry that's really undeniable? If you do, drop an emoji in the chat. I'd love to see it if sparks ever caught you by surprise, so to speak. I do know plenty of people who have read this book and they have enjoyed it immensely. You can always go to the dedication form, and instead of dedicating, you can always suggest a romance book for an upcoming Love Notes episode. I love hearing ideas from people who join me on TikTok and who listen to me afterwards on the podcast. All right. So next up, let's talk about another dedication. Because again, this is the reason I started doing this was for the dedication. This note is from Aiden to Claire. It is an interesting note. You are the ink in every page of my story, and the light I never thought I deserve. I love you always. Oh, isn't that sweet? Like when people are sweet like this. But the name of the song that Aiden is dedicating to Claire is Make Feel My Love by Adele. So I'm going to pause the podcast and then play the song. Adele, Make You Feel My Love. What a wonderful song. Can you guys on here on TikTok, can you hear the song okay as it's playing? Because from my end, it looks like you can hear it, but I think I should ask to make sure you can. If you ever cannot hear it, please let me know and I'll fiddle around and find out what I've done wrong. Because well, thank you, Alex. Thank you. Because I'm still trying to get the lay of the land with TikTok Live. And now I'm recording for the podcast as well. So I'm doing way many things than I thought I would do right now. But you know what? One of the wonderful things about being in a relationship and being in love is the energy of anticipation, right? It's the anticipation of when you're going to see them next, when you're going to communicate next, the anticipation of maybe you sending a text message saying, "Hey, sexy, thinking of you now," and anticipation of them sending something back to you. But anticipation, that's what makes the sizzle come alive. It really does. And this week's design drop is all about the energy of anticipation. My sexual framework for women is the She Be Me framework, and desire thrives when we learn to play with the energy and the mind. Now, I'm not saying be mean with the energy in mind. The mind part is the anticipation, okay? Anticipation is where the fire lives, right? The pause before the kiss, the message for the meeting, that knowing glance across the room. Anticipation builds erotic tension because it invites imagination. Your mind runs wild, your body awakens, and your energy hums with possibility. So I have a challenge for you. Create some anticipation this week. If you are with somebody, if you have a lover, send a note to them that says, "I have a surprise for you later." Whisper a promise, but hold the moment until tonight. Build the tension, because sometimes the waiting is as delicious as the moment itself. Have you guys ever had some anticipation that turned ordinary time into pure electricity? If you have, drop me an emoji. Love to see it. Anticipation, right? Think about it. When maybe you've met your the current person you're with, or maybe you met the one who really stole your heart at some point in time. Remember meeting them and the anticipation of when you were going to see them again. Now, I remember once, eons ago, when I worked for a bank, I was a bank teller. And that's actually where I had husband number two. I've only had two husbands, so, but he was number two and the father of my son. Anyways, we would know us, the tellers, when certain people would come in. We'd have it timed down pretty much. And each of the tellers had their favorite people, okay, that we just love to wait on. Whether it was, a business we like to go to, like my dentist would come in there. Or maybe when it was Social Security time, all the little older people would come in with their checks, and we would check in on them. But of course, each of us had somebody that we had, like crush on, okay? And this would include, I suppose, my second, now ex-husband. But the anticipation of knowing that, for instance, it was a Thursday and we knew they would get paid on Thursday. So the anticipation of them coming into the bank and then, getting that look as soon as they walk through that door and then having them stand in line, the cat line, we go back and forth, and just glancing up at them. And we would the tellers, we'd send each other a message. So and so is five back. Make sure you take your time so that I can wait on them. And we would all agree that we all had certain people we wanted to wait on. So we would, either speed up what we were doing or we'd slow it way down, one or the other, so that the person who wanted to wait on the guy that was coming up could wait on them. The anticipation, the entire time, knowing they're going to hit that door, then having them glance at you as they go through the line. And then finally waiting on them. That anticipation got me through many a Thursday and Friday, as a matter of fact, when it came to working at the bank. When I worked as a waitress at a place called Baker Square, which had delicious pie. I don't know if it's still in business or not, but they had really good pie back then. There was this gentleman who would come in and he worked at Schwebel's Bread. Okay. So the man would always smell like bread, and he was pretty hot looking. Yeah, pretty hot looking. I don't remember what his name was, and I don't know if I would recognize him now because it's been, oh good Lord, since the early 90s, since the last time I saw him. But having him hit that door, walk into the restaurant, and knowing that he would ask for my section. And then he would sit there and drink coffee for hours upon hours so that we would talk as the night went on. The anticipation, hoping that his coffee cup would be empty soon so I could go over and fill it again. It's little moments like that. It's electricity, right? It gets your heart pumping a bit faster. Gives you tingles. You guys know what I'm talking about when you get the tingles all over. You see somebody, it's like, whoa, what is that? I wish I knew this. I wish I could remember the guy's name from Baker Square that I used to wait on that smelled like the Schwebel's Baking Company. If you're him, for some reason you stopped by and listened to this, this would have been in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Yeah, I think that's considered Cuyahoga Falls. Maybe it's considered Akron. I don't know. But the Baker Square in that area, that was behind Society National Bank, which is the bank I worked at. Way back when. Let me know. Let me know how you're doing. And yeah. The anticipation of that. So who has anybody who's joined me live here on TikTok? Have you ever had the anticipation, the thrill of knowing someone's going to show up and then, them arriving and that electricity just goes right through you? Yeah, I can't be the only one. That's impossible. I know I'm not the only one. So with anticipation and intimacy and love and relationships, at the Passion Zone, I also created an Etsy shop. And if you follow me on TikTok, at the Passion Zone, which is at the period passion period zone, you're going to find out that I had an Etsy store and I make printable, downloadable cards. Okay. And I got into doing those because of Sparks, right? And I created these tools to help you guys have Sparks and to bring them into your home. Again, I have intimacy card decks. I have self-connection prompts. I have wellness tools designed to help you spark passion and keep desire going, right? And anticipation and electricity. I have these new flirt cards. I think that's what they're called. Flirt cards that gives you prompts on what to send somebody if you're flirting with them. Because sometimes when you haven't flirted with somebody for a while, it takes a little bit to get back into it, doesn't it? It's a little bit of time, get it right. But the flirt cards, that I had a good time doing that. But you can check out the Etsy store through the link in my bio here on TikTok, or you just go to Etsy and put a Passion Zone and you can go right there. All right, we're moving along. Oh, I see where you're going with that, Alex. Yes, flight attendant. Yes, yes, yes. And taking a little extra time checking them in. See, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to anticipation, right? Just that little extra bit of time. It's a wondrous thing. Wondrous. When your heart does the pitter-patter. I remember that well. Which brings us into, all right, let's go to vacation number 3, shall we? Now, this one comes from Liam in Seattle. And they write, "We didn't last, but every time the rain falls, I think of you. You'll always be my favorite person, even if our time is over." And the song is going to be somebody that I used to know by a name I cannot pronounce. Gotye, Gotye. And then it's FT, and it's Kimbra, Kimbra. Yeah, can't pronounce any of that. It's not as easy as Odd or Liam, but that is the song. So let us stop the podcast here. Let's pause this for a second, and then we're going to play our song. I really have to learn how to read my handwriting better. So the name of the artist is Gotye. Okay. Featuring Kimbra, Kimbra. All right. Yeah, that's something I always got in trouble for in school with my handwriting. My handwriting was atrocious then. It's worse now. Because I not only did I write it down bad handwriting, but when I typed things up, I typed it wrong. So, because I couldn't read my handwriting. That's bad. Well, with this song, you're going to see that some loves, they don't stay forever, right? But they etch themselves into our bones, don't they? If you drop an emoji in the chat, if a song or a smell, maybe a scent, has ever pulled you back to a love you thought you'd forgotten. Oh, it's happened to me. You know, one of the things I talk about with women when I'm helping them with their intimate lives, scent is incredibly powerful. All right. It can whisk us off to our grandmother's kitchen. It can remind us of an event. It can time travel. We can time travel to a place that we would have forgotten about if it wasn't for that scent, right? Something just pops into your head. You have a scent, you smell it, and you are just transported right back to that moment, whatever that moment will be. And when I talk to women, I let them know that there are many different types of essential oils, that when the aroma hits, it tickles, it wakes up our arousal area in our brain. So it helps with arousal and desire. One of my favorite essential oils that wake things up is jasmine. Now, with jasmine, it has to be jasmine absolute, and it's pricey. But if you have a cheap version, it's not real jasmine. But for me, anyways, there's just something about that scent. A little goes a long way. You know, you can put a little bit on the pulse points on your body. You can stick a few drops in an essential oil diffuser. There are a lot of different ways you can use essential oils for arousal and for desire. Yeah, but did you know that? I don't know if you did or not, but it's one of my favorite tips to give women besides, you know, reading the romance books. Because romance, guys, well, they really do work. In fact, I talked to, how many people did I talk to today? Seven. I talked to seven women today, and four out of the seven were repeat clients, came back to tell me how things have been going with them. And those four also, the books work. Another reason why I'm very excited to work on my dissertation for romance books. Now, speaking of romance, I like to throw in either a romantic movie or maybe a romantic TV show. One of my favorite romantic TV shows, not the one we're going to feature tonight, but I love Outlander for many reasons. The love story is nice, but I'm not going to lie. I love looking at the guys. They're pretty hunky for the most part. Some of them, not so much, but yeah, there's quite a few of them who are quite nice to look at. The movie for tonight. Oh, you, Clueless. Yeah, I love Clueless. That's a good movie. I remember seeing that in the movie theater. Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, it's a good movie. The movie tonight I want to mention is called The Holiday. This is back from 2006, and it's about two women swap homes across the world to escape heartbreak, only to stumble into unexpected love. With cozy English cottages, snowy escapes, and tender new beginnings, this film proves that sometimes distance is the very thing that brings us the closest to love. How you watch it every Christmas season? Very good. Yeah. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. And we seem to find love when we stop looking for it, right? And when we stop looking at it, it doesn't necessarily mean we don't want to find love, right? We just stop looking for one reason or another. But if you still desire to have love in your life, if you still desire to have a partner, not actively pursuing it, your energy still vibes to the fact you desire a partner. It's kind of like putting the intention out there with your vibe because you're desiring a lover. And then forgetting about it, okay, because you're not pursuing anything. Doesn't mean stay at home and hope someone shows up at your door. You still have to go out and about, meet people. But whether it's meeting people online or meeting people out in the real world. But when we least expect it, right, when we least expect it is when people show up in our lives for love. I have never met somebody that I went looking for, if that makes sense. I have made a vibe for love because I do love love. I love it. And then I forget about it. And then I go about my life and then I run into somebody and I meet them. And whoa, whoa, what is this? Husband number two that I was talking about earlier. I mean, I went to the bank, but I did not expect to find him and fall in love with him. And husband number one was high school sweetheart. And running into him, I met him at a place called The Barn, which used to be in North Canton. And it was a hangout for teenagers. Anybody's Gen X who has lived in Stark County, Ohio, back then, you'd remember The Barn, okay, or The Entertainer, with both of those places. But this would be The Barn. And it was actually the guy he was with that made the conversation. And then husband number one, who ended up being my high school sweetheart, made an appearance. I was not expecting them. I will not. But it was fun. It was fun. It was fun while it lasted. Yeah, for sure. So back to the movie. Back to the movie. Would you trade places for a holiday of the heart? Would you want to do that? Swap houses with someone just to see what life might be like not living in your home for a while? Instead of traveling, you know, kind of like wife swap. That show's still on, but just switching houses, you and somebody else for a short period of time. It's amazing when we get into a new environment. You would? Yeah. Yeah, see, I think it'd be very interesting. Anybody who would want to swap to my house, though, would have to put up with the 12 cats and the dog. So you'd have to like the animals if you wanted to live in my house for any length of time. Although I will probably take my dog with me. Yeah, so you'd have to be okay with a dog in your house. I think it would be fun. If you start to think about it, that builds with the anticipation, right? That we were talking about earlier. Yeah, I could have gone to Columbus. You can go up to Akron. I think you'd have too much fun in Akron. You wouldn't want to go back down to Columbus again. But yeah. That would be a good time for sure. But we're coming up on the fourth dedication of the eating. And this last note is from somebody who's anonymous. And they write, "To one I sit across from at coffee every week. I don't know if you see it, but every laugh we share feels like fate tugging at my sleeve. If you only knew what I truly think of you." And they want me to play "Say You Won't Let Go" by James Arthur. Arthur, there you go. So let's pause the podcast recording. And there we go. That was "Say You Won't Let Go" by James Arthur. You know, some stories begin with a glance, right? And linger in the what ifs. Drop an emoji in the chat if you've ever carried a secret crush. I know I have. Why? Because I love love. That is for sure. What do you think? Oh, this is wonderful. What a good night. This has been a good night for love notes, don't you think? We've had some great dedications. We've talked about the desire drop. We've mentioned a romance book. We've mentioned a romantic movie. Huh? It's been good. Is there anything else you'll talk about tonight? Throw it in the chat. We can talk a little bit more love. We've got a few minutes left. Because if you don't mention something, I'll just keep talking with whatever comes up in my head. I don't know if that's safe all the time. It's probably not work safe, but what can we do, right? Yeah, I'm going to start getting the replay up on a podcast. Gonna get that started. Gonna list it with the different places so that you can listen to the tips and suggestions and whatnot that I've got going on here at Love Notes. And again, if you would like to make a dedication, or suggest, you can suggest a romance book. You can suggest a romantic movie or TV show if you don't want to dedicate something. What's your favorite book? What's your favorite romantic movie? We've all got one of each. Well, if you don't read romance, I guess you don't. But at one point in time, even guys have watched a romantic movie. And some of them I've heard even like them. So what have you listened to? Yes. But you can talk about either one of those in the form as well. I never give out people's names unless you allow me to. If you say no go, you're just anonymous. Okay. I usually give out first names if you allow me to do that. I do not give out first and last, ever. And if you don't want me to say what city you live in, that's also good. I'll make something up. Because, you know, sometimes you want to set out dedication, but you don't want a whole lot of people knowing where you're at or what you're doing, right? Or who maybe you're sending it to. Nobody really needs to know but you. And I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again because I'm now recording this for the podcast. When we make a dedication for somebody, a song, that time that I take to read it, okay, and play the song, you pop into whomever you're dedicating the song to. You pop to their mind. Even if it's been 40 years, you've had a conversation. When I put the dedication and the song out, there's a vibe. Everything's energy, okay? There's a vibe that goes out. And that vibe, which has no ending, really, and it has no boundaries, goes into the vibe of whomever you're requesting the song for. And for an instant, they're thinking about you. If they don't know your name, they see your face or reminded of the place where you locked eyes for a moment, whatever that place may be. For a split second, you're there. Now, it's up to them if they want to dive in, right, and keep thinking about you. But the song and the dedication plants the seed in somebody's energy, in someone's in mind to think about you. So nevertheless, that might be a good reason to put a dedication out, right? Think about if you have a high school reunion coming up. I've got a, what is it? 40th high school reunion the weekend of September 26th. So there will not be a love note on the 26th because I will be at my reunion. But hey, maybe I should stick out a dedication for somebody I may be seeing during that time because they'll think about me even if it is for a split second. You never know. Well, guys, we're winding down for a Friday night. I've got cats here who are wanting attention. Below me, I had, well, we call him Kitten, but his actual name is Simba. Black and white cat was down there. And then I've got Sweet Pea, who is a white and gray cat. They showed up at my house at two different times. And I believe they are related, either brother and sister, or Sweet Pea was Kitten's mom. At any rate, I still have both of them. They're wonderful kitty cats. And yeah, we're done tonight for love notes. We've celebrated playful sparks, right? Timeless devotion, bittersweet echoes, and the delicious charge of anticipation. If you'd like your story or song featured next week, please submit it through the link on my site, The Passion Zone, or grab the link that's in my bio here at TikTok and send away. It's free, please. And don't forget, you can explore my Etsy shop for intimacy card decks, reflection prompts, and passion building tools to keep the magic alive long after tonight's show. Join me every Friday, please, for Love Notes, where romance, fantasy, and soul deep connection take center stage. Until next time, loves.